Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Excellent idea today and any day to just give me a holler about whatever it is that's on your mind, and we'll make it part of our program. There you go. You guys get to be the essentially the program directors. You get to determine what we talk about any particular day, or at least any particular call, any particular moment. We don't really have theme days particularly. You know, and sometimes programs evolve into themes for one of two reasons. Either everybody calls about the same thing, which happens occasionally, and even if they don't think they called about the same thing, I am sometimes capable of knitting stuff together that may at first blush not seem related, but in my mind it is. So that's one possibility of a theme. A second is that somebody will just call up about something that just generates a whole lot of response. Every once in a while, I will sort of come up with something that generates a huge amount of response, but sometimes we really don't.
Sometimes things happen technologically wise that end up turning into
A rant, or at least a conversation. I swear to you, somebody's going to come up with a system of customer service and they will take over the world. And I will help them take over the world. I'm so tired of being put on hold and dealing with, you know, punch this button. And then, and the worst is when you've been on hold, you know, you're waiting and all of us put it on, right on the speakerphone so we can go and do other things that are equally irritating. Mm-hmm. And then finally you hear that click, which means there's someone about to pick up the phone and it disconnects.
Mm. Yeah.
If cell phones could only talk back. But actually, we're really to that point. Thanks to Google TV ads, are going to start watching you. I mean, we don't have enough Big Brother. Right? 1984 is here, folks, and then some.
Yeah.
I mean, we're 30 years past that, 31, right? Mm. And man, was he ever right. Big Brother is watching us. Big Google is watching us. I mean, the only comfort about any of this is because clearly there is the ability for us all to be essentially monitored, if not 24/7, just a lot more than we'd like. But somebody's got to retrieve that data. Somebody's got to monitor it, and nobody is, by and large. I mean, they look for specific words, and there are probably people who are on the list. I don't think I'm on the list. It would be kind of flattering to think I was on the list, but I don't think I'm on the list. Folks, what can I tell you? But, I mean, that's the whole point. When you're talking about huge, large-scale data, sort of harvesting, somebody's still got to go through it, and nobody does, really. It's overwhelming. So what can I tell you? All right, believe it or not, on this day, now, how someone figured this out is completely beyond me. Maybe we could sort of surmise, maybe we could kind of speculate, all right? Supposedly, she said, on this day, In 421, the year 421, right? Venice was founded at 12 o'clock noon. Now the question is it 12 o'clock noon Italian time? Is it daylight savings time? I mean, when people say these kinds of things, I mean, it seems to me, can I use the word preposterous? I mean, how would somebody figure that out? I mean, were you alive there, Manny? I wasn't.
I was not there.
Were you synchronizing your sundial at the time? Probably not. And what if it was a cloudy day?
Yeah, well, and part of it, too, is it says according to legend. So it's kind of like
Romulus and Remus.
Yeah, yeah.
Suckled Rome. I don't know. I mean, look, you have to give somebody kind of credit for sitting around someday and saying, today's kind of a dull day. You know, Lent's not quite over yet. Now, there was obviously, well, I guess there was Lent in theory. No, when was Lent invented?
That I do not know.
Some masochist. I don't know. At any rate, that someone sitting around saying, "Oh, I've got nothing to do today. You know, the fishing seems, you know, the fish are not biting, and the crops are all brought, you know, are planted, and you know, and the cat is sort of sitting around in the sun. I know. Let's invent Venice. Oh, wait a minute. It's too early in the morning. I don't want to get up early. How about if we do it about lunchtime? Okay, like you want to synchronize our sundials? Okay, let's do it at noon. You know, why not? No, let's do it at 1 o'clock. No, that will interfere with siesta. Well, what about 11? No, I want to sleep late. Let's do it at noon. Right? That's how it occurred. Look, if they're going to make this stuff up, I can make this stuff. All right, keeping with our V sort of theme, in 1555, the city of Valencia was founded in present-day Venezuela. Okay, wait, there's more. In 1584, Sir Walter Raleigh is granted a patent to colonize Virginia. So today's theme is V. V for victory. And unfortunately, in 1634, the first settlers arrived in Maryland because they took a right turn and missed Virginia. So that is kind of a falling in.
They didn't get the memo.
It's part of the theme. They missed it. Here's another embarrassing factoid. In 1807, the Slave Trade Act becomes law, abolishing slave trade in the British Empire. Boy, everybody was so far ahead of us. That's, you know, 60 years ahead of us. The first significant American protest march left Massillon, Ohio for Washington, D.C., called Coxey's Army in 1894. That's kind of a comforting thing, the idea being that we've been a nation of protesters from the very beginning. I told you before, I've been to Nova Scotia, which I absolutely recommend. There's an overnight ferry that leaves from, I think, I don't even remember where it leaves from. I think there are a couple places, maybe Maine, I think. But which is a fun thing to do. This one I did on a cruise a couple times, and it's a very short, nice cruise, and there's not a whole lot to do in either Halifax or St. John. So I mean, it's a fun place to go. But I went to the Citadel, and they have this film about this was the Nova Scotia was the jumping off point for King George's army to deal with the terrorists. Guess who the terrorists were? We were the terrorists. Oh. It's very strange to hear yourself referred to that way.
Yeah,
but we were. I mean, from their point of view, mm-hmm. we were. The first successful tornado forecast predicts that a tornado will strike Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Civil rights activists led by Martin Luther King Jr. successfully complete their 4-day 50-mile march from Selma to Montgomery in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
And going along with our having nothing to do with V for Victory, in 1969, during their honeymoon, John Lennon and Yoko Ono hold their first bed-in for peace at the Amsterdam Hilton Hotel until March 31st. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that in 1869?
I did not know that.
So, let's see. Well, here's another happy National Medal of Honor Day. That's certainly a V for victory.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I'll tell you what. If your name starts with a V today, which could be Victor or Violet or Victoria, certainly. Let's see what other Vs we can come up with. Valentine. That actually, we should have done V for Valentine's Day. It's too bad that Valentine's Day wasn't March 25th. Rats. Maybe it was originally, and they just moved it to February 14th because they didn't want to be part of the Venice, Valencia, Venezuela, and Virginia overload on Vs. I mean, you can only deal with so many Vs. All right, if your name starts with a V, you get first priority today. No, regardless of when you call, we'll put you at the top of the line. One day only. For you, darling. Top of the line, all right? So I did something yesterday that was kind of a fun thing to do. Do I have a minute here?
Yeah, a little less than a minute.
A little less than a minute. See how fast I can talk. I'm just basically an incredibly curious person. There's good news about that and bad news about that. But so when someone says, "Do you want to go see something?" my answer is almost always yes, unless it has to do with bats or snakes, and then not so much. Oh, that was yesterday's program. Never mind. So I'll tell you when we come back what I got to see yesterday because I was curious, and what the outfall was. Or you can call me if your name starts with a V, 855-99-3769. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoin or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Just go. Alrighty, 855-99-3-7569. Manny, that was your fault. You were talking about technological issues, and then that's what happened. Whoops. There you go. Alright, apparently, do you know about this Earth Hour?
Earth Hour.
Which is not, I don't think it's the same as Earth Day.
Right.
Apparently, Earth Hour is the single largest symbolic mass participation event in the world. So we should certainly know about it. Inspiring a global community of millions of people to switch off lights. Founded by the Worldwide Fund for Nature, Earth Hour takes place at 8:30 local time for an hour each year. So that's on this weekend, on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're all supposed to either turn off our lights or dim them. Yeah, that's pretty good. Turn them all off. All right. In my building at 8:30. You know, if it's 7:30, we probably wouldn't even need to turn off the lights. Well, probably at 7:30, it's just about dusk.
Yeah.
Because the days are getting longer. But so they're doing a yoga class, which would be kind of a cool thing to do. You have to bring your own mat, but they're doing a yoga class at 7:30, which is much better than 7:30 at night. It's much better than 7:30 in the morning. But then here's my favorite part. We could ask people what they would do for Earth Hour, you know, to let's put that up, okay?
Yeah.
All right, but then they're inviting everybody to the lobby. Okay, they're making... You're going to love this. You in particular are going to love this. They're doing a special drink called Going Green. Okay? It's a homemade aqua fresca, which consists of blended cucumber and kiwi as the base, with a splash of lime juice, and then Half Moon Apple Wheat Gin. Apparently, gin is healthy. You can go green with gin. Well, you know, I was really...
All right, then.
Yeah, I was really... See, I knew you'd love that. I was really on board with the cucumber and kiwi, although I'm not sure exactly how the two of them would mix together. But I've actually had... I was at a place... Where was I? Someplace... They have these fancy mixologists, which are not bartenders. No, no, no. They're mixologists. And so they sort of create things, and they said, well, we'll create something for you. And they said, what would you like? And I said, I don't know. So they said, well, what do you like? And I said, okay, I like... Not real sweet. I'm not much of a drinker, and I love bubbles. So they created this thing that had, I think it probably had some vodka in it, because I remember thinking, oh, this is delicious, and then my knees buckled. But it had cucumber in it and bubbles, and it had something sweet. I don't know if it was kiwi or whatever, but it was actually pretty good. But that would be kind of fun to just, I mean, that's kind of how I cook. Of, well, what if we mix these two things together? And every once in a while it turns out very well, and sometimes people put their spoon in it and think, oh my gosh, what is this? I once decided to make butterscotch pudding, which isn't very hard, and I decided that was kind of dull, so God forbid I should follow a recipe. So I melted some peanut butter in it, which sounded like a pretty good idea, don't you think? Peanut butter and butterscotch?
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, okay.
No, did not. It tasted...
Well.
No, and was an unfortunate color as well. But, I mean, even if the color had been okay, it was don't do this. So we could ask people what they're going to do to celebrate Earth Hour. Remember that this is a family program, all right? All right, so I was going to tell you about my nearly insatiable curiosity. So I have a friend who is a real estate agent, and he called and said, do you know the Woolworth Building in New York? It's iconic. It looks like an old... It's got a tower on the top, and like a cupola. I mean, if you've seen pictures, have you ever seen pictures of downtown New York skyline? At one point, I think it was the tallest building in the world. It obviously hasn't been for a very long time, and it was right. Obviously it was the tallest building in the world. It was also the tallest building in New York. Well, as you know, Woolworth Corporation closed, what, 20 years ago? Maybe more than, ago than that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Woolworth Building lived on, and I guess it was the national headquarters, you know, well before my time. And I actually had a friend who had an office in the Woolworth Building, so I had never been up to the top, but I'd been in. It's a beautiful Art Deco building with very high ceilings and, you know, all the Rococo stuff, and, well, I guess Rococo and Art Deco are not the same thing, but gorgeous metal, sort of all the door frames are sort of elaborate and sort of wrought iron, and I mean it's a beautiful building. Well, so it's apparently been vacant for quite some time, for maybe at least a decade, more than that. So given the fact that it's New York and it's real estate, they're turning it into condos, but they're only turning the condos from I think it's the 29th floor, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend, the real estate agent, said, do you want to go look? Of course, the answer is yeah. So they've started some of the construction. They have a model apartment. You can't actually get in the building unless you sort of know the password, apparently. But so sort of looked around, and it's very interesting. It's a very sort of upscale, expensive kind of place. Not my style at all. It's very dark woods. It's all wood panel, and it's a very masculine looking. All the apartments are very masculine looking because they're very dark wood and kind of heavy, and not my style, but fun to look at. And of course, it's not supposed to be finished for another couple of years. So then at the end, they said, "Would you like to go and look at the views?" Hello. So we're riding up. Now, I have ridden up on construction elevators on the outside of the building and had a hard hat and walked across a 2x4 plank with the rope railings and a hard hat until they found out I was doing it, and then they wouldn't let me do it anymore. I wasn't being sneaky. I just didn't know you weren't supposed to do it. And I'd say, can I go look at, you know, at the apartment? And there's, oh, of course. So this one, it was an inside elevator. But they've taken and they've knocked out some of the elevator, which is... That's a major project. So we got to go up. We didn't go to the very top, but we went to the 49th floor of this iconic building. Well, first of all, the elevator is, I mean, it's a construction elevator. And this place is a construction site. So and it's very noisy and rattles and moves around, but... You know, what are you going to do? It's at least not the outside of a building, and I didn't have to walk over a 2x4 40 stories up. And went and looked at it, and it was really fun to do. So coming back down, they can't get the doors open.
Stuck oh, no.
In a deserted building, in a freight elevator, where there's nobody there. I mean, there's no button to say, we're sorry for the inconvenience. You're just there.
Well, you wouldn't want to see that kind of a button anyway, would you?
No, the thanks for your inconvenience. Yeah, no, I sort of tend to swear at those. And the woman who'd taken me over there was actually talking about how claustrophobic she was. This one, I wasn't particularly claustrophobic because you could see out. Even though, I mean, I probably would have been after a while because you're really locked in a pretty confined space.
Yeah.
And so they have. And they keep playing with it, you know, they keep trying to make the... Because if the elevator cab isn't lined up with the floor, then the doors won't open. It's a safety measure, which is, of course, a very good idea. But this was... So we're not sure what was going on. And, of course, this is all kind of jerry-rigged. I mean, there are wires hanging down or whatever. So they finally take this huge industrial ladder, climb up, and open the top of the elevator and got us out. But so that was my excitement. Hopefully no one's listening to this right now and nobody's going to get in trouble about it. But it was great. So 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The freeze dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm doing well today. Thanks, Lynn. How might I help you?
I have a 20-year-old daughter, and my question would be, how can I help her and her boyfriend get through this crisis that they're having? She got a tattoo on her 20th birthday, and the boyfriend does not approve and is basically having anxiety meltdowns over this whole thing. She comes home crying.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm just not sure how to get involved. I mean, he's come to me crying. You know, he has a lot of issues that have...
Yeah, let me walk you through this a little bit at a time. How old's the boyfriend?
21.
Okay.
What's the tattoo? Full-time college student.
Okay, what does the tattoo say?
It's on her leg. And it is a dream catcher with three feathers coming off, one for each of her siblings.
Okay. And what is making him so unhappy about it?
He admits that it's not the tattoo. This is a kid that his whole life everything has came very easy. He's you know, extremely smart, athletic, can do anything he wants. 2 years ago, his mom left her family for another guy. That rocked his world. He never dealt with it. And then his dad did a girlfriend, moved in, her whole family. And then my daughter got this tattoo, and that kind of sent him over the edge. And he thinks, you know, we've talked at length that this is kind of like the icing on the cake, that something that was never going to change, and she changed. She got a tattoo, and it's permanent.
All right, and he's coming to you about this?
He has, yes.
Okay, what I would do is I'd take him for a walk someplace, because we understand that men do best when we're talking about especially emotionally laden issues, shoulder to shoulder, than they do eyeball to eyeball. Eyeball to eyeball is a threatening thing for the male of this species and any species. So, and I would take him for a walk and say, listen, you are a great guy, and we're delighted you're kind of part of our family, and we are delighted that Susan thinks you're great. But it would seem to me that you're really at an important juncture right here, because this is the time the two of you, assuming that you go forward together, and even whether you go forward with Susan or not, which is probably going to freak him, so you don't have to emphasize that part, that you're a smart guy, and you're not going to ever be hooked up with a stupid woman. Therefore, sooner or later, and probably both sooner and later, the two of you are going to disagree about something. And because you're a great guy and you're really smart and you're going to pick a great woman who's also really smart, she may opt for her choice rather than yours. You're not looking for a Stepford wife. You're not looking for a yes, dear. You're looking for a life partner. So this, number one, this is maybe the first time that you've had the sense that that relationships are a little more complicated than you thought they were, that they're kind of fun and they can be kind of sexy and you've got a partner and you're not so lonely, but they're negotiations and you're not always going to win the negotiation. And if you view everything as a winning and losing, you're going to be much more unhappy than you have to be, and you're going to probably have to choose a different woman than is going to make you happy. So that's number one and number two.
Yeah.
But most importantly, dear Samuel, it seems to me that your reaction has little to do with the tattoo and much to do with, exactly as you say, the sense of things being out of your control.
And so I want to.
Okay,
yeah.
I got it.
So admit it.
So wait. Hey, stick with me just a little longer. It would seem to me, Sammy, that there are two issues, because one you've already covered, which is if you're going to be in a relationship for life with a partner, that there are going to be things that are out of your control, and if you view that as a problem, you're going to either have to pick different kind of women, or you're going to be really unhappy a large part of the time. But in this particular, so the largest overview is you can't always control. The issue at this very juncture, you and I know, has almost nothing to do with the control with the tattoo, and almost nothing to do either even with controlling Susie Q. It has to do with the fact that everything that you thought was true was not true. So rather than focus on something that is not true, that is completely out of your control, is already done, and is only symbolic, why don't you, because you're a full-time college student, why don't you go talk to the campus therapist about change and about loss and about feeling like you've been abandoned by your family, feeling like you're an orphan. Because if you can do that, then you're going to be able to deal with Susie Q and strong women and growing up and negotiation. Because until you do, you're going to feel like a 5-year-old who can't quite get his breath because mom and dad have left. And that should have some resonance with him, because it sounds like he knows it intellectually, has not begun to deal with it emotionally.
He has to be
the bail.
Yeah, he's seen a counselor. He's met with our pastor at church.
I think he needs. I think he needs a full tilt boogie, probably male therapist, but maybe not. I think this is, with all due respect, not pastoral counseling. I think this is somebody who's willing to really help him dig deep, because this is some real issues with him. About sex and about what it is to be a man and being abandoned.
I don't have health insurance. I can't afford it. He doesn't. He's a senior in college, uninsured.
He has as a full time college student. There should be campus therapist.
Yes, there is. Yes.
That's where he needs to start.
Okay.
You don't have to pay for it. I'm not suggesting you do, and I think that would be.
Oh no.
Yeah, no. And I think
well,
that would be somewhat of a conflict.
School, so.
Yeah, but that's why.
Available.
Yeah, as a full-time college student, that's included in his tuition. And he's not the first and he's not the last. But by you acknowledging, because you're the girlfriend's mom, that number one, there is an issue here. So let's not make it that there's not an issue, because there is. But it's
well,
dwarfed by the larger issue. Pardon?
He said he wants to take a loan out from the bank so she can go get the tattoo removed.
Well, but he's wrong, and
I told her.
But Lynn, hear what I'm saying again, because I don't have the sense that I really got through to you on this. You cannot dismiss the tattoo issue, but it is absolutely secondary to the larger issue. If you allow him to focus on the tattoo, you're allowing him to not deal with the real issue here, and the real issue is control and what it is to be a man, and you'll do as I say, and nothing in my world turns out. And I mean, he's really in turmoil right now. But if he focuses on the tattoo, you can't ignore the tattoo, but you have to sort of point that out as part of a larger, the kind of woman that you're going to be happy with is going to cut her hair or peroxide or get her nose pierced or decide that she wants to take a job that you don't approve of or to dance at a party you're not looking for a stupid, docile woman. You're looking for a life partner. So tattoo is just symbolic of the kind of issues that you're going to have to learn to deal with. But you're not going to be able to learn to deal with them until you've dealt with this, the 800-pound gorilla, which is, I feel like I'm a 5-year-old, and no matter what I do, it's the world is going to dump on me. Hence, I will take out a loan and get rid of that. Because if you allow him to focus on the tattoo, he's lost.
Yeah.
And the relationship won't hold up.
All these conversations, yeah.
Well, play the podcast.
She's cut her hair. She can get a nose ring, but they all come out. Her hair will grow back. That tattoo will never come off.
Lynn.
I agree with
Lynn,
you. Like you said, the bed is not.
Lynn.
Yeah.
Play the podcast for him.
I will.
Okay? Because this is his choice, and he's going to resist you. He's going to say, no, I'm willing to take out a loan and get rid of the tattoo. And he will lose the relationship, and he'll get stuck. And it's not your job to unstick him, but it's your job to not make it easy for him to stay stuck.
Right. Okay.
And the tattoo is staying stuck. Oh, the issues about tattoos. Do you remember in the old days where tattoos were sort of, they sort of bespoke a certain, that either you were in the Navy, and most people, and they were essentially men. Women really didn't have tattoos unless they were either in the, I guess in Hell's Angels or something. I don't even know women who were in Hell's Angels who had tattoos in the old days, but it was basically guys in the Navy who said that they'd gotten drunk and had a tattoo. And now, everybody's got tattoos. Manny, do you have a tattoo?
I actually do not. I'm one of the rare people that are kind of at age 30 plus that don't have one.
Do you have are your ears pierced? Are either your ears pierced?
Yes, although I have not had anything in my ears in quite some time. But they
nothing,
are pierced, yeah.
Nothing between your ears as well?
Oh, stop.
Sorry.
It.
Oh, sorry. That was rude. Yeah. But, I mean, tattoos have become a whole different thing.
Yeah.
There is going to be a huge, just as there's going to be somebody who's going to make a lot of money off customer service, there's going to be somebody who's going to make a lot of money over tattoo removal. There are already ways of removing tattoos, but they're basically very expensive and not very effective. But sooner or later, somebody's going to figure out a way of of making tattoos that you don't have to live with the rest of your life. What can I tell you? My daughter thought tattoos were really cool until I said I was going to get one. She said, no, you wouldn't want one. Mom, how cool can tattoos be if Mom has one? Not. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Jim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I have a question for you. I've called you a couple times about various situations, but I've come to a situation that is kind of out of my control, and I'm just trying to make sure I'm responding correctly to it.
Okay.
Basically, my parents have my sister is incarcerated right now, and she's in jail, and so therefore my parents are now the caretakers of her son, who's 11, and the father is not involved, and my parents are very old and getting sick. And so they're kind of dealing with a lot right now, and they're expecting me as the uncle to come in and help out, which I'm not, I don't have no problem in doing, but I'm really having a hard time figuring out if I'm drawing too many lines or if I'm, you know, I just don't want to be, you know, too involved in the situation because I don't agree with how they've handled it up to this point.
So. Okay, give me a little background before we go on. What is your sister in jail for?
She basically stole from someone's credit card and stole took money from them.
How long is she going to be? Has she gone to trial?
Yes, she's actually getting out at the beginning of April, which is ending up now to be a good thing in my eyes. I mean, it definitely is good that she got caught doing this because she's been kind of pathological doing this with other people up to the point she got caught. But
okay, how old is your sister?
She's almost 40.
Okay, so she gets out. How long will she have been in prison?
A total of 9 months.
Okay. And her son's 11, so he's been with your folks for basically all of the, for the 9 months.
Correct.
Okay, how old are your folks?
They're approaching, my father's approaching 75, and my mother is in her early 70s.
Okay. All right, and how old are you, Jim?
I'm 45.
So are there just the two of you, you and your sister?
No, I also have a brother who's younger. He's 41.
Okay.
And an older sister who's 47.
Okay. Okay, so are the other two sibs involved at all in this?
My brother's been deeply involved. He's getting to the point now where he's threatening on, you know, just moving out and not dealing with it anymore because he's been doing a lot more than he thinks he should. But this is why I've been drawing lines, is because it just seems to me that it's going to be endless if I just, you know, and I do have a life outside of what's going on with them, which I'm trying to get through to them. But
okay, so let's just start with you, and I'll give you plenty of time. I assume that you can hang on for me over the break. But what, from looking at it from your brother's perspective, what was he doing that he felt it was overwhelming him?
Well, my parents basically would just, you know, they feel sorry for my nephew, which is understandable,
sure.
But they're also allowing him to kind of run the show. And so they're, you know, anything that he needs, he gets. And so he's been kind of filling in that gap. You know, when my parents can't do something because they're sick or they have an issue with, he's been kind of taking them back and forth. And my focus is, you know, making sure they understand that I don't agree with what they're choosing to do. So I'm not going to, you
okay.
know,
what specifically are they doing that you're uncomfortable about?
You know, my nephew wants to see his father, who is only involved when we're able to get his son to him, and I don't agree that we should be bridging that gap because I feel like, you know, he's an adult, even though he doesn't drive. It's still that he should try to get to his son on his own, and I refuse to actually do that.
All right, let me just deal with you about this, and hopefully you're not going to hang up on me. I think you're wrong about this. Not because you're making it easy for the dad to do something that he should probably take more responsibility for. I don't disagree with you about that. But if you don't, you may be making the assumption the father will do something, and I'm not sure that the history would support that contention. So if you decide that you're not going to schlep your nephew to see his father, he's probably not going to see his father.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, his father is probably, I mean, he's certainly not going to win Dad of the Year award anytime soon, but he represents, to a certain extent, a more stable parental figure, at least in the last 9 months, than his mom, who hasn't been there. So I hear that it's inconvenient. I hear that you're making it easy for someone that you think is kind of an idiot to benefit. But in the long run, I think you have to figure your nephew's welfare over the fact that you're really, I suppose, enabling the dad to a certain extent. But if somebody doesn't do it, whether you or somebody else, then he's not going to see his dad. And I think that would be a shame.
I agree with that. I just think that I guess I'm just wary of the taking over, you know, situation that is nothing to do with me, and I'm trying to really
send that. Yes and no. I mean, look, my dear, Here's what I'm going to have you do, because we're going to run out of time in this segment. Well, I guess we're not for any time soon, so we may be able to do it in this segment. All right, here's the deal. What? Let's start with what you're willing to do, as opposed to what you're not willing to do. Because on this one particular issue, how far away does Dad live from you, for example?
Not far. I mean, it's not a convenience issue. It's just more of a, I guess I'm being stubborn about
philosophical.
It.
Yeah. See, I think you're gonna have to give that up. I really do. And we can certainly negotiate other issues. But as I said, because you're, I get it. I get that. Why should I have to? You know, I'm the uncle. Why should I have to get the kid to his father? Why doesn't his father get to him? Perfectly logical question. But the answer is, regardless of what motivates, and I suppose the car may be part of it, he's not going to do it. And we know that.
Yeah.
So you might be able to kind of slough it off to the extent of, you know, getting a car service or giving the dad some money to, you know, to buy a bicycle or something. I mean, there may be ways of softening it. But the bottom line is, if the kid doesn't go to the kid's not going to see the dad. The dad is not going to come to the kid. So that's just reality. It may not be fair, and it may not be reasonable, but that's what is. And so by deciding that this is really irritating to you, which I absolutely understand, you're really, I think, making a decision that is hard to justify. If you look at the specifics, it's easy. If you look at the larger picture, it's impossible to justify. Because what happens is
you know, in the context of he won't see his father, you know, if I don't bring him. But I guess I have another issue with the situation where the father just kind of comes and goes through. I mean, he's been known to just go and, in my opinion, drug seek in by going into a mental health situation where he says he is having anxiety and he stays there for the weekend. And I mean, I just don't agree with him.
No, I hear that. But my dear, here's what I need for you to look at is that I'm not suggesting that you're the best friend of the dad. I'm not suggesting that you approve of the dad's behavior. I'll tell you what, you hear the music. What I need for you to do, let me put this aside temporarily because I hear this is a hot button issue. Tell me what you are willing to do, and let's start with that, okay? Because clearly, I mean, you're troubled by this. You're a good guy, or you wouldn't have called me. You just would have said, you know, I'm not playing. So let's see what you're willing to do, all right? We'll come back in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.